Joining us now in our studios is Rice County Attorney John Fossum. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Jeff.
Thank you so much for coming in today and spending a summer morning with us.
Well, thanks for letting me come visit.
You had a good day the other day. You and a lot of other people were at the groundbreaking for the new Rice County Jail Complex, and that has been a long time. We've been talking about that for several years now, but it's finally come into a definite reality as the grout has been broken, the construction crews are on it. That was a big moment for a lot of people involved with that. Talk about it.
Yeah, well, it's been at least a three-year planning process to get to this point. Plus, we we had the bond issue earlier. The county got a good deal on the bonds, where it's about 4% interest rate on those bonds, and it is a been a long time planning. There was a lot of careful planning process with the sheriff's office. I was involved. The Minnesota Department of Corrections had a representative at the meetings. Our architect, our design people helped come up with a plan that everyone thinks is going to work really well. We looked at a lot of different options. And so to get the thing going, we bought that land from Faribault Foods, 109 acres. Some of it is going to wind up being parkland for the city of Faribault. Some of it will be housing. There's a whole lot of land there that will be developed in ways that I think will be really beneficial to the community. And it is a great deal for us. Obviously, this is a needed project. This is a county with a population of 67,000 people, and running 30, 40 people in the jail. We need a full service jail facility. Some of the cases that we've been talking about, where we have serious people being held on very serious crimes pre-trial. The couple of murder cases that we have pending at the moment, those guys will be in jail for more than 90 days. And the idea of moving them out to somewhere else and then transporting them back for hearings and puts everybody at risk and creates an unnecessary cost. So being able to have those people housed in the county and supervised in the county is of great benefit. And our 50-year-old jail had really reached a point where it was not going to be functional much longer, and so that the Department of Corrections was ready to shut us down to either a 90-day facility or even less is a real incentive for us to have to build that new jail. And it will be an excellent facility, a public safety center, actually, because it will include the sheriff's office will be located in that building. And Sheriff Dunn was a large advocate of having the sheriff's office in the same building as the jail, and Sheriff Thomas has agreed with that as well, that's a priority, and that's why we're building the building there. And
where is that at, by the way?
It is it will be on the north edge of Faribault, mm-hmm. Where Highway 3 comes into town. For those of us who've lived in the community for a long time, it's near where the old drive-in theater was on the north edge of Faribault at Highway 3.
All right. And from the standpoint of the heading the county attorney's office, your role in this, in the construction process, in the development of the land and the construction process, are you going to oversee? You'll have to probably oversee contracts, the subdivision of the lands that are portions of the lands that are going to be either park or residential or whatever.
Right, and we're working with the city of Faribault on that, in transferring some of those lands, getting the sewer and water connections to the property, negotiating those agreements with the city of Faribault and adjoining landowners, and making sure that we have everything lined up so that it falls in according to the plan. That has been an ongoing process, doing the contracts with all of our developers, all the winning bidders, making sure that we've got our contracts nailed down and ready to go. And so we have all of that stuff in place in terms of the contracts for the construction. We're still working with the city of Faribault in terms of which properties or how those properties go to the city and what you know, just finalizing those transactions. And that's what is part of what's left, but also working with our contractors to make sure they're following our contracts.
We had Election Day primaries just a couple of days ago, earlier this week. And the general election is coming up in November. There have been a lot of nationwide, of course, allegations of voter fraud and some misdoings in that. Has any of that come to the Rice County Attorney's desk?
You know, we have a complaint where someone has registered when they weren't allowed to register. Normally that means someone who is a felon voting. We've had complaints over the years of people voting twice, and it's really very few people in any given year. At the moment, we have, I think, two cases pending, which are felons voting or felons registering to vote, which is prohibited. And the Minnesota Supreme Court heard arguments on a felons voting case or felons registering to vote case. It's the same statute. Mm-hmm. And so that was back in December. And those cases have been holding out there, waiting for a decision from the Minnesota Supreme Court. It just didn't make sense to take the cases to trial and enter a conviction if the court somehow decides that statute is unconstitutional. And if they answer the question one way or another before we get to trial, then we can either move forward and take the case to trial, or we can, you know, dismiss the case if that's what the law requires us to do. So we have, at this point, I think we have two remaining felons registering or voting cases from last election cycle that we're processing through, but they would have been done by now, but we are waiting for the Minnesota Supreme Court to reach its decision. And once it does, then we can figure out what to do with those cases.
Do you expect that decision to come before Election Day this year? Should it come fairly soon?
You know, I would think so, but now that I've been waiting 8 months, I'm not sure when it's coming.
Mm-hmm.
I do check every Wednesday at 10 o'clock to see if it's there, and it hasn't come down yet. So we're still waiting on that. And once we get that resolution, we can move those cases forward. I think we've missed three trial settings on one of them because we keep waiting for that decision.
For about 2.5 years now, we have talked about backlog in cases due to COVID. As far as the catch-up process, are things caught up now? Are they back to normal? And what does normal look like? Is there still a big backlog?
The courts say there is, but they keep adding cases to the backlog. So as we charge new cases, they add them to the backlog, and then they say we need to clear them, which is I find really difficult, because it seems to me that the backlog should be the cases that occurred in those 2 years of pandemic, not the cases that we filed today or last week or week after next.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where I've had a frustration with the courts and their calculation of the backlog numbers. So, you know, I think we are back to normal for the most part. We have retired Judge Kajakup in for a couple days a week, I think through June 30th of next year, that there's budget resources for that to try and help clear up the backlog. We have yet to have weeks where we have two jury trials going in a week, which was part of the plan. But we'll see if the court changes that and starts moving things through. But we have been able to try cases. We have been able to clear cases out of the queue. We've been able to clear some of our biggest cases and longest lasting cases out of there, which has been important. And as we move forward, we look forward to continue doing that. And but we are just processing our cases from the standpoint of my office. We are processing the cases the way we normally would. We're not doing anything to clear up lots and lots of cases, unless we have someone who has a lot of cases themselves. We might find a way to resolve those to kind of clear up a number of cases. But
You know, when you're going through those, obviously you can clear them up either by going to trial and settling that, have the dependent, cop a plea, some type of plea bargain agreement. Have there been more plea bargains in the last couple of years than they've had in the past? Has that had an effect? And what about the trials coming up? Would you be hesitant at all to putting something to trial, even though there is a backlog? Hey, we still have to try this one.
Well, sometimes trial is the only way to resolve a case, and sometimes people don't want to plead guilty. They either because they say they're innocent, or because they think there's some hole in the evidence that would allow them to get an acquittal. And people don't have to plead guilty if they don't want to. They are free to have a trial. They are free to make us prove our case beyond a reasonable doubt, and we're more than willing to do that. If we've gotten to the point that the case is ready for trial, we should have a good case that's ready for trial. If it was a bad case, we should have gotten rid of it a long time before that. And that's, those are my instructions to my staff. But sometimes things come up at the last minute, and we have witnesses that won't cooperate or change their mind or have moved away or something else has happened, and we can't take the case forward to trial. And, that's one way of clearing the case as well. I would say, in answer to your first question, that we have not had more plea bargains during the last 2 years than other times. In fact, we've probably had less, in part because we haven't, for a while there, we weren't able to have that trial pressure. We weren't able to have that threat of trial, that end point to the case. And now that we can resolve cases or can take cases to trial because we have the court facilities to do that, and the court is ready and willing to do it, able to do it, we continue to move those cases through to trial. And even, the settlement conferences before trial tend to be a good way for cases to get resolved. But, nationwide, 90% of cases are cleared by agreement, by plea agreement, by resolution. And that, I think, continues to be our experience, that the vast majority of our cases get cleared by plea agreement, and some cases go to trial. And those cases that go to trial, go to trial for their own reasons, and appropriately so.
Rice County Attorney John Fossum is with us. John, we're about out of time. Anything else you'd like to add?
I think that's what I have for you this morning, Jeff. Right. But thanks for letting me come in. Nice to see you.
Yeah, thanks for coming in, and we'll talk to you next month. Rice County Attorney John Fossum. You're listening to 95.1 FM and AM 1080, KYMN Northfield.